The Earl of Roslyn's daughter walked through the woods alone, when by came Captain Wedderburn, a servant of the king. He said unto his servant man, were it not against the law, I'd take her into my own bed and lie her next to the wall. So he jumped off his milk-white steed, and he set the lady on, and all the way he walked on foot, and he held her by the hand. He held her by the middle of the waist, for fear that she would fall before she'd lie in his bed and she'd lie next to the wall. But said the pretty lady, before you do gain me, it's you must make me dishes yet, and that is dishes three. It's dishes three you must make me, or I'll not eat at all before I'll lie in your bed at either stock or wall. Oh, you must make for supper a cherry without a stone, and you must make for supper a chicken without a bone, and you must make for supper a bird without a call before I'll lie in your bed at either stock or wall. Oh, the cherry, when it is in bloom, I'm sure it has no stone. The chicken, when it's in the egg, I'm sure it has no bone. The dove, she is a gentle bird, and she flies without a call. So we'll both lie in one bed, and you'll lie next to the wall. But said the pretty lady, before you me perplex, it's you must answer questions yet, and that is question six. It's question six you must tell me, and that is three times twa before I'll lie in your bed at either stock or wall. Oh, what is greener than the grass? What is higher than the trees? Oh, what is worse than a woman's voice? What is deeper than the seas? What was the first bird that did crow? And what did first down fall before I lie in your bed at either stock or wall? Oh, envy's greener than the grass, and is higher than the trees. The devil is worse than a woman's voice. Hell is deeper than the seas. The cock was the first bird that did crow, and the dew did first down fall. So we'll both lie in one bed, and you'll lie next to the wall. Oh, little did that lady think that morning when she rose, that this would be the very last of all her maiden days. And in the cottage where they live, they're the happiest pair of all, and they both lie in one bed, and she lies next to the wall.